exhibition, The Literature of the Liberation, is being held in the University Library to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Paris. And certainly center stage in the exhibition are what some of the wonderful books that were published immediately after the liberation of Paris. And not only books, single-issue magazines, and even collections of postcards. But the collection itself is much broader than that. It is a collection to show how the French used the medium of the book to express what had happened to them during the war, the occupation, and the liberation. And this is books published between the liberation of Paris and the end of 1946. The end of 46 is simply an arbitrary cutoff date. So we are taking a slice of time and examining the books that were produced during a very extraordinary time when France was recovering from the occupation, trying to rebuild itself, enjoying its new freedom, but also a country virtually torn by civil war and with enormous shortages of everything, but particularly fuel and food, exacerbated by two of the coldest winters of the century. I started to collect books in this period from the liberation of Paris to the end of 1946 on the subjects of the war, the occupation, and the liberation. In 2001, when a dealer sold me a copy of A Paris sous la botte de Nazi, which is one of the most interesting books in the exhibition because it was published shortly, a few weeks after the end of the liberation of Paris, and was a real bestseller, at one time selling over 1,000 copies a day in Paris. So this was a good book to start with because it showed very clearly the quality of production and the speed with which the French began to produce books after the liberation of Paris. And the liberation of Paris also meant the end of censorship. So even though the German army was still on French soil, the war, as you know, continued until May 1945. The Germans did not leave France, were not driven from France until February 1945. Publishers and authors were free to produce books as they wanted to, really from the end of August 1944. And what is also impressive is the sheer number of books and the speed with which they were produced.
Jeudi 26 août 1944, 21h, 6e jour de la bataille de Paris. On s'est battu toute la journée, les trois quarts de Paris sont libérés. Ça tire toujours dans l'obscurité, l'électricité est coupée partout.
Le téléphone fonctionne encore, heureusement.
Le canon des Alliés se rapproche de plus en plus. Les incendies embrassent tout l'horizon.
Dites donc, nous venons d'apprendre à l'instant par téléphone que les premiers soldats français...
And this is the first time that these books have been shown together. In fact, most of the books are unknown, I would say, to everybody who comes to the exhibition and are in very few collections outside France. Many of them are small and drab, printed on not particularly good paper without illustrations, but a surprising number are of very high quality, large format, lovely illustrations, often prepared especially for the book, and of course many books of photographs, particularly of the liberation of Paris. And I should say that the liberation of Paris is the center point of the exhibition to celebrate the 70th anniversary, but also because it was so dramatic and publishers and authors responded to it so quickly by beginning to produce single-issue magazines, pamphlets, and books, and even postcards within days or weeks of the liberation itself. And we know, most of us know about the liberation of Paris through those photographs and through some of those books.